The Summer Youth Conservatory's annual musical is returning to the 500-seat Paul Green Theater on UNC's campus after 2 years of renovations. According to the program's associate producer and director of the Milestone Show, Chelsea James, being back in the space means audiences can expect a large theatrical production from its rendition of Hello, Dolly. Featuring classic dance numbers like Put On Your Sunday Clothes and Elegance, as well as the titular Hello, Dolly, the comedy set in turn-of-the-century New York follows a bold matchmaker meddling in love following the death of her husband.
And as a woman in society in the late 1800s, that meant she didn't have like a reliable source of income. So she was having to like grind and like to have all these side hustles just to like stay afloat. So she's tired and she just wants to find what is the next thing for her life.
James said looking at how society has evolved made the Golden Age musical an intriguing pick for the conservatory's 20th production.
Matchmaking is still very much a part of our society. It's just very different how we do it now. Now, you know, it's an app on our phone and we're swiping and that's making the match for us versus, you know, in 1894 when the show was set, you had a person that was bringing people together and making those connections.
Another universal truth in the show is dreaming big dreams and wanting a bigger life for yourself. And the story highlights what people do in order to achieve them. For many of the high school students involved in the performance, James said that dream is the arts. An alumni of UNC's drama program, James has served in various roles at Playmakers and SYC over the years, but this year is her first time directing the annual show, and she called it a full circle moment to helm the very program she said helped launch her own career in theater.
Actually, my first experience with Playmakers was actually the very first Summer Youth Conservatory 20 years ago. I was in high school, and I was cast in that very first production.
SYC kicked off in 2006 with Oliver and a cast of both middle and high school actors. Since then, the program has evolved to become a six-week high school practicum, offering training with professional directors, choreographers, musical directors, and theater technicians at Playmakers. Particularly because arts programs in schools are largely underfunded, Hello Dolly assistant director, Allie Petalano, said it's special how students have access to the repertory company by way of SYC. Not only are the actors and tech crews working with a larger budget, but they said the students are being treated as professionals themselves, with rehearsals operating at union standards. They also are gaining mentors along the way.
They're like getting confident in their work, and it's really cool to see like the community that is built among all the students, because these are for the most part aspiring actors or performers or tech students who want to pursue this long term. So it's cool to see them making these connections in this space and to really be learning.
Since its first production 20 years ago, James said the level of professionalism and talent within the program has grown in a way she described as mind-blowing. She said many of the students train year-round, travel to New York, and are part of other fine arts conservatories. That was not necessarily the case for her fellow SYC alumni.
So we laugh, like, back in the day, like, 20 years ago when we were doing this. It's like, you know, we were just here to have fun and, like, do theater because we loved it. But these students are just very serious about it.
At SYC's core are lifelong bonds. So James said it's a sentimental experience to direct this year's group.
I see myself in them, especially with the relationships. I'm still friends with the people that I did the first SYC show with. I see those relationships forming, and I know that those are going to be friendships that they're going to have throughout their adult life.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.